The Three Loves. Published 21 January 2011. My favorite model for relationships comes from the work of anthropologist Helen Fisher. She's dedicated decades of her life and her career to studying and understanding love, intimacy, and relationships. This post will cover her Three Loves theory, a theory that I find incredibly helpful for understanding my own relationships with women. The premise of Three Love is that not all love is experienced equally. Anyone with a fair amount of romantic sexual experience could tell you this. Love doesn't play itself out like it does in the movies. There are ups and downs. Sometimes it comes faster than others, and sometimes it disappears completely. Sometimes sex is intimately involved, and sometimes it's not. Other times there's an unhealthy attachment, and then sometimes the attachment is very healthy and even blissful. But this isn't just theorizing. Scientists like Fisher have actually been able to observe brain chemistry and neurobiology and pinpoint different emotions that take place based on whichever kind of relationship we're in at different times. Through these studies, Fisher was able to map what each love experience comprises neurologically and then match that to a real-world social realities. The three loves that she came up with are the following: lust, passion, and commitment. These three loves occur in different parts of the brain and occur independently from each other. For instance, you can be in lust with someone but have no perceived commitment to them, e.g. one-night stands. But before we get into that, let's cover what the three loves are specifically. Love 1, lust is a feeling that any man should be able to relate to easily. It comes from the reptilian brain and is pure instinctual reproduction. Lust is a yes-no proposition. Basically, do you want to have sex with this person? It's instantaneous and based on pretty straightforward physical and behavioral components of attraction. Lust can also leave just as quickly as it came. It's transitory and shifts constantly within a person. It has no attachment or favoritism. It's really as simple as, do I want to fuck him or her right now, yes or no? Love 2, passion. Passion is the emotional connection that occurs between two people. It's rooted in the mammalian brain. Two people in passion are considered smitten. They stare at each other, spend every hour of every day together, stay up until 6 a.m. together talking. Think newlyweds and honeymoons. Think romantic getaways. Think Romeo and Juliet. Passion is created by having a high degree of emotional chemistry as well as cultivating a sense of newness or spontaneity within the relationship. Hence, old married couples who plan romantic getaways to rekindle the passion in their relationship. Passion has an incredible power to override a person's logical functioning. It often cajoles us into making less than stellar statements and commitments. It's the boyfriend who says he loves his new girlfriend and then 4 months later changes his mind. It's the girl who dreams for a year of moving in with her boyfriend and then as soon as she does, she realizes she doesn't love him as much as she thought. It causes us to get caught up in the moment and project an endless and utopian future for the relationship. Passion cannot be cultivated without lust, although a couple can remain passionate with one another after the lust disappears. Again, think of an old married couple. Passion's death is wrought by lack of shared experience. Once a couple hits the point after 6-12 months together where the newness of the other person starts to wear off, a serious test of their compatibility will arise. If that couple can merge their lives together in such a way that they continuously share their new experiences with one another, then passion will continue. If not, then it will eventually fall by the wayside. Which brings us to the third and final love. Love 3, commitment. If two people remain in passion for long enough and there is a long-term compatibility where they can continue to share new life experiences together indefinitely, then commitment will arise. Commitment is an unbelievably powerful feeling and occurs rarely in life. Commitment is when the passion of love 2 persists to the point that it's unconditional. Couples that are in love 2 and not love 3 will often feel great until something happens. He loses his job, she has a miscarriage, he starts drinking, etc. Commitment is when you emotionally accept and love the other person's flaws as much as their strengths. Scientists have actually shown that couples that reach the level of commitment, their senses of self actually merge with the other person. What I mean is that when they watch the neurons firing in people's brains, if you ask a man married for 20 years to think about his wife getting into a car accident, and then ask him to think about himself getting into a car accident, the same self spots in his brain will light up, whereas it won't for anybody else. And it won't for couples who are not at the third love of commitment. Commitment arises with the idea that it will persist indefinitely. The only way it can end is if one or both parties of a relationship change individually to the point where it becomes harmful for the other person to self-identify with their partner. Again, think of the husband who becomes an alcoholic or the wife who keeps cheating, etc. Sometimes even then, the power of commitment holds on, depending on the people. Passion and lust can disappear well after commitment arises without affecting the commitment. Think of an old married couple who don't have sex anymore and are just kind of friends. There are timetables for each love, although these are very arbitrary and will vary widely from person to person and couple to couple. But it's helpful to think about. Lust is instantaneous and comes and goes constantly, being very easy to retrieve once lost. Passion takes anywhere from a few days to a few weeks to emerge and usually sticks around for 3-6 months. In highly compatible couples, it will persevere but still require effort and constant communication to maintain beyond a couple years. Commitment arises after anywhere from 1-3 years together and remains for a lifetime unless two people grow apart as individuals, in which case it often takes years to undo itself. If you have trouble keeping conversations going, connecting with others in a meaningful way, creating lasting impressions, or are just plain tired of awkward silences, then you should look into the Connection Program, an online coaching course which trains you to open up and have more meaningful interactions with friends and women.